in a lot of the communities I visit, which has really surprised me, women both know about their reproductive rights, and they are begging to have the tools. And so a lot of times you'll go into a country where they'll have supply chain issues, where they might have had it 9 months ago and now the women can't get it. The women are absolutely begging for the tools. And so in that situation, it's really for us to go into the government and say, what's broken here? Why is it not working? Is it a funding issue? Is it the way the supply chain's set up? I actually think the biggest barrier is sometimes the American public. The way we think about reproductive rights is pretty different than the European women do, or the women I meet in Africa, and even the governments in Africa. So I don't actually think the cultural obstacle is there as much as we in America make it seem. It's more that we seem to have an issue about should we get these tools out and why. We make it a big debate, and it really shouldn't be.